meeting to order at this time. I would also like to ask, as a courtesy to all, that you ensure that you have turned off your cell phone and pagers, please. Each director received notice of this board meeting. Public meeting notice was properly posted as required by law. Directors P.J. Ellison, Ron Buckler, Fred Lee Hughes, and Jacqueline Chalmette indicated they would not be able to be present at the meeting. Item four, at this time, we have set aside time to hear from you, the general public. Those of you that are interested in providing comments here, fill out one of the cards provided at the table outside the door to the boardroom with your name and contact information on it. We encourage you to speak your mind and tell us your thoughts. Be mindful, however, that while you say anything you wish, the board cannot deliberate or discuss issues that are not posted on the meeting notice. That is not our requirement, it's state law. The board is limited in its ability to participate in discussions or deliberations by the provisions of the Open Meetings Act. The Open Meetings Act authorizes a governmental body to give members of the public an opportunity to speak at a public meeting and provide comments. However, the board may not deliberate or act on any matters which have not been specifically posted on the agenda. In an effort to provide everyone an opportunity to speak, we request that each presentation be limited to 3 minutes each. Right now, we have Mr. Monty Land. I'd like to address the board. Mr. Land.
Two weeks ago, right after the Starbuck gave the report, we went back immediately the day after and posted on our website, the Lake Association website, and also a newsletter encouraging our members and anybody else that we could come in contact with that had property at the lake. If they would look at the Starbuck report, particularly the fee schedules, the leasee schedules, the proposed leasee schedules, if they would take that information, plug in their numbers, and see just exactly how it impacts each one of the individuals and people at the lake, and then send that information directly to me. For the last week or so, ever since we've gotten that, we've gotten quite a few responses. Right now, what I'm doing is I'm taking all those responses, running them off, putting them in a folder that I would offer to anybody that they could see. And we hope that as you go through the process of deciding and working through the Starbuck report, that you could use this information. We hope that you would use this information in part of your decision-making process. I will say that a lot of the responses have been varied. We've gotten some responses, and I'll use a term that Nike Hiltus used one time, cautiously optimistic, particularly in the lease rate schedule that runs from, you know, through the first 15 years, then after the last 15 years, there's been some responses, you know, some concerns. There's some current concerns of people that have homesteads. But anyway, we're starting to put all that information together, and we would offer that to the board, BRA, the committee, to use in their in part of their decision-making process. And anybody that would like to have it, I'll be glad to run it off and get them to you when we compile all that data. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lane. This time, are there any other individuals who would like to address the board? And I will call the comments from the members of the public closed.